This is the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN. Once again, here's Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune.
Good Sunday morning. Welcome to the second hour of your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Skyline studio. And joining me on the phone is Tom Cross, the chairman of the Illinois Board of Higher Education, and Al Bowman, the executive director of the IBHE. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Good to be here.
Good morning.
So I was curious about a couple of things here, and obviously you've been on the show before. We talked about the serious problems about out-migration of students, part of which the result of the horrible two-year budget impasse that resulted in really such a lack of funding for higher education in this state. And I'm curious now that we're through the fall semester, we have a state budget again. Where do we stand, Tom, as far as that issue of out migration? Is that subsided?
Well, I think I like to think we're turning the corner. I think what I think overall is we need, I believe, for parents and students to believe there's some certainty and some support and a commitment to higher education. And getting a budget passed last year was helpful. It is helpful, and I think it helps us say to those people, that those folks, hey, we're committed to higher education. But I still think there's room to improve. The governor-elect has talked about in increasing money for the MAP program. We certainly need to have a commitment and some action on capital. We need to make sure the operational budget passes. And so there's a lot of room to improve, but I think having a budget last year was a start. And Al, I'm sure you have a perspective, too, from a numbers standpoint on enrollment numbers.
Yeah, out-migration is still an artifact of life in Illinois, and it always has. We are typically the second or third largest out-migrator in the country. New Jersey is typically first. But I think the thing that's happened, as Tom mentioned, this year, is that with budget stability and predictability, I think families are beginning to regain some confidence in public higher ed in Illinois. Eastern Illinois University, as an example, this fall reported a 12% increase in their freshman class. And, you know, if a school in the central southern part of the state can turn their enrollment numbers around, it can be done anywhere.
Well, and Eastern being one of those schools that there were great deals of concern about, Eastern, Western, SIU Carbondale, schools that, you know, raised a great deal of concern about the viability for their future due to a lack of funding. So, I mean, where do those schools fit in, Western and Southern?
Yeah, Western and Southern are still fighting for enrollment, and I think they're both facing the reality that they need to balance revenues and expenditures, and so that will mean some more belt tightening. But I think that can be done in an organized, thoughtful way over the next couple of years. There certainly are enough students in Illinois to fill every available seat in our universities. And I think going forward with greater investment in our institutions and as the public regains confidence, I think we'll see that happen.
Well, for example, in fall of 2015, comparing Carbondale's enrollment from the fall of 2015 to the fall of 2018, they're down 28%. Western, from 2015 to 2018, is down 24% in its enrollment. I mean, those are huge numbers for big schools.
They are very large numbers, and they both of those institutions are trying to address the problem with better marketing, better recruitment practices, and if they're successful, they'll begin to recover those enrollments, but it's going to take a lot of hard work. The Carbondale campus, for example, has been losing enrollment since the 1990s, so this problem is not really related to the budget impasse.
Well, Alan, I know you're extremely familiar with Illinois State, but, I mean, Illinois State, really static from 2015 to 2018. I mean, what was different there? I mean, you ran the place, you ran the shop. I mean, what's different there in keeping students and retaining students and attracting students versus the other schools?
You know, to use the retail analogy, you look at the fortunes of a company like Kmart and where Target is today. I think, you know, some organizations simply execute better, and they're able to withstand challenging circumstances better than other institutions. I think it's as simple as that.
And learning to adapt.
Right, exactly.
We're speaking with Tom Cross, chairman of the Illinois Board of Higher Education, and Al Bowman, its executive director. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Skyline studio. Joining me on the phone is Tom Cross, the chairman of the Illinois Board of Higher Education, and IBHE Executive Director Al Bowman. We're talking about the state of higher education after what we saw from 2 years of state budget impasse. And I know now that the Board of Higher Ed earlier this month issued its recommended budget request for the budget year that begins on July 1st of next year, seeking $314 million new dollars or a 16.6% increase in funding that's for higher education in Illinois. And gentlemen, I mean, 16.6% sounds like a lot of money here.
Well, it's for the state schools, from an operating standpoint, it's a 10% increase. I think to put it in perspective, not only have you had the struggles over the last few years with significantly reduced budgets, but compare it to where we were as a state in 2002. Our budget was for higher ed was about 2.4. This year it'll be 2.2. So we have seen a significant reduction in commitment to higher ed over that period of time. So this is an attempt to not only, I'll use that term, predictability and certainty, but also to try to start that climb back up of a commitment financially to the universities here in Illinois.
And I know that there's recommended increases, Al, like for the monetary award program, that MAP program, which was so devastated by the budget impasse. Also, $20 million for that AIM High program. And could you refresh us again on AIM High?
The AIM High program is a merit-based scholarship program. We're trying to go back to the days when we recognized student performance with a scholarship that could be used in Illinois, and we've gotten away from that obviously in recent years. But this is a small step toward trying to retain some of those high achieving students who are leaving the state. There are income requirements. They are a bit more generous than they are with the MAP program. So this is a scholarship that would be available to students from middle class families. It would not be available to students from wealthy families. But we felt like it needed to reach into the middle class and to try to provide support for those kids.
When, as Tom just mentioned about the fact that when you go back to 2002 when the higher ed budget was like $2.5 billion and you guys are looking at a request to get it to $2.2 billion, and in that time period, you know, we've kind of seen, I think, just this general lack of prioritizing higher ed when it comes to state funding, that it wasn't like the old days of, and I think we've referred to this before, I mean, when I covered state government going back from the 80s, that any new monies that the state got from revenue growth, two-thirds went to elementary and secondary education, and higher education got the other third, and that all seem to go away, particularly, I think, when Rod Blagojevich took over as governor. But it seems like there's just been that general deprioritization of higher ed. Are you confident that the new governor, J.B. Pritzker, will be trying to make a recommitment to higher education and also follow it up with the state resources to do that?
Well, on that note, use MAP as an example. Today, MAP is about, we fund about 40% of what we really need. We have, as you mentioned, we have a $100 million increase. But even if that was accepted, we'd still be significantly lower than the needs that exist here in the state of Illinois. And I think that it would help us on out migration to take that number to a different level. My sense is, I haven't talked to him, but listening to the governor-elect and during his campaign, there seems to be a commitment, and I believe there's a commitment to higher ed, because he recognizes some of the needs and concerns we have, one of those being MAP. And as he said, we need to have an increase in MAP.
Tom, just interrupt. Why don't you explain what the Monetary Award Program is?
Well, it's a monetary assistance program, and it's designed, generally speaking, to help lower-income students here in the state of Illinois. We fund about $400 million we did in the last budget that the General Assembly did, $400 million to the MAP program. And in reality, we need about $900 million. So it's gone up the last couple of years a bit, but it needs to go up significantly. Again, one of those areas, not just on operating, that has gone down or has not stayed level with where it was a number of years ago. One of the other things that you didn't mention, but I think helps on the out-migration issue, is not only was AIM High, there was funded last year, there's a proposal to refund it again this year in the IBEH budget. There's also a suggested proposal to provide a grant program for private institutions that for a number of years was in the budget. It'd be similar. We still have to work on the details. The General Assembly needs to work on the details. But it's similar to AIM High in a different way, but it's a grant program that existed and had not been funded for a number of years. And there's a belief that will also help on the out-migration issue.
That's $25 million that is in the budget for assistance for non-public institutions?
Correct.
Grants?
Correct.
Dr. Bowman, I mean, what optimism do you have, or if any, on with the new administration and the issue of reprioritization of higher ed?
I am optimistic. I think the positive comments that were made about higher ed and the commitment to higher ed during the campaign, I think, are resonating throughout the higher ed community. Obviously, one of the things that has to happen is we have to grow the Illinois economy. And, looking at state revenues this year, there's been some very positive growth. State revenues are up about 12% year to date. And if we can sustain that throughout the fiscal year, that'll be a step in the right direction. That, I think, in the long run, growing the economy, allowing the state to generate enough revenue to meet its priorities, that's what it will take to create real change in higher ed. I became president of Illinois State University in 2003, and so for the next 10 years, I watched our state support decline year over year to the point where tuition today covers 70% of university operations, whereas back in 2002, tuition covered 30% of university operations.
Right.
So there's a one-to-one relationship between state support and tuition charges.
And that's why tuition skyrocketed, and with the deprioritization of higher ed. And I mean, let's face it, the tuition is a tremendous hurdle today.
In addition to that, the reality is that the state, when you look at the entire basket of expenditures on higher ed, it's a lot of money. But over $1.6 billion of that higher ed budget is going to the state university retirement system, and 75% of that $1.6 billion is to pay old pension debt. And so, you know, our overarching problem is generating enough revenue to retire the old pension debt and have enough money to fund ongoing operations.
And similar issues with the rest of state government as well. Tom Cross, chairman of the Illinois Board of Higher Education, Dr. Al Bowman, the executive director of the IBHE. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Have a great holiday season.
And let's get a Bears win today.
There you go. Thanks, Al.